My name is Elizabeth Soteropoulos, and I identify as a white queer woman who was raised Baptist and then became Orthodox Christian. And while I'm no longer a practicing Christian, I have been a part of different communities with different attitudes towards Israel and Palestine. Another part of my identity that shapes my view on a ceasefire resolution is that as an older infant, I became a ward of the state and I was placed in the foster care system. And then I was adopted when I was one. I was raised in a closed adoption, which means I did not know where I came from. I didn't know anything about my biological family. All of this is rooted in an exploitative for-profit system that serves people with money over serving families in need. So when I think of Israel's occupation of Palestine and any form of colonization that displaces people from their land and separates children from their families, I can relate from my own lane, of course, to this pain. And I see the parallels of greed and the legacy of trauma, but certainly on a much larger and more violent scale than I ever have. My own experiences of not knowing who and where I come from and not knowing what my background is and the pain of reuniting with my family after decades of being disconnected from them makes me feel especially passionate about supporting people who want to live in their homes in peace with their family without being controlled by an oppressive government. So I support the ceasefire resolution locally here in Urbana because it sends the message not only to the world, but also to our community that we value human life, family preservation, human rights, anti-racism, and social justice over capital and white supremacy.